What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome on in to Spotlight, a Brass Ring Media podcast. How's it going? I'm your host, Zach Haydorn. So pumped to be here on Wednesday, April 17th, 2024. Man, what a week. What a week it's been already in pro wrestling. We dropped some really cool content Monday and Tuesday. Hopefully you guys are checking that out. Yesterday on our flagship show, we talked Monday Night Raw and talked Triple H. And is he taking over too much? We also talked Bloodline versus Bloodline. What's going on with Solo Sikoa and Tama Tonga and Roman Reigns? That was on our flagship show that airs usually on Tuesday nights. We were there last night chatting with you. So thanks to everybody who's joined today. This show, as you know, is all about focus on one topic in professional wrestling, hence the name Spotlight. We're shining the light in one direction on one specific thing and giving that a lot of attention. And I've loved doing the show with you guys since we started it up, early February already, so over 2 months ago now. It's crazy. And have a really fun show planned for you today. Today, we'll be doing our first ever, quote-unquote, watch-along. The spotlight today is going to be on Cody Rhodes versus Roman Reigns 2 at WrestleMania 40 just a couple weeks ago. We're going to hit play on this match together and just talk it through. Talk about it, analyze it, laugh, maybe cry with what we know happens in the end. Pop big. And have some fun just watching this match and shining the spotlight on one of the biggest matches that WWE has put on in years. And that's what this was. You know, they talk about on Raw and Triple H and you know the lip service and like the talking corporate heads of WWE talk about a new era, and you know they frame it that way, and it's going to be nauseating by the time it's over. We know this. WWE does not do things lightly. This match, though, I mean, it really was. You know, sometimes you can call something a new era and it just, you're like, what, really? Everything's pretty much the darn same. And not here. Here, like, this felt like a new era. This end of this match felt like a changing of the guard. And I think that is one of the things that made it so cool. So we're going to shine the spotlight on the match. We're going to hit play here in a minute. If you guys want to cue it up while you're listening and while you're watching with me here live, I'm going to start it at 2 hours, 45 minutes, and 39 seconds. So right after the bell rings for the match, that's where I'm going to start it. So if you're watching live, and I know a bunch of you are, thank you for being here. And if you want to cue it up, go right ahead. This is Spotlight. It's a Brass Ring Media podcast. We are live right here on YouTube all throughout the week, Monday through Thursday, twice on Thursdays with live shows with different hosts, different perspectives, different topics, different ways about doing our shows. You don't want to miss them. You don't want to miss them. So subscribe to the channel if you haven't done so already. Hit the notification button. Turn notifications on so you know when we go live and when we drop some new video content. So don't miss those shows. They're really fun. It's this one. It's Monday Mania with Tyler Sage. It's our flagship show on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And then it's Nocturnal Knockout late at night on Thursday night. Don't miss any of those. If you want to catch our written work, which includes show reviews and features and other kind of cool written content, you can head over to Substack and check out our Substack newsletter. It's daily wrestling content right into your inbox, guys, for free. So you can go ahead and jump on that. Just search Brass Ring Media Substack in your Google machine, and you can find all you need there. We're right at the top. You can't miss us. If you love what you see and what you hear and what you read, think about becoming a Brass Ring Media member. Highly recommend that you do. We'd love to have you. It's $4. That's it. And you just need to go to Patreon. You get access to all the perks that Brass Ring Media membership has. It's a free member-only podcast once a week. It's all of our pay-per-view and PLE review shows. Full access to the newsletter, including the free content and special paid content. And then, of course, access to our member Discord community, which is a blast, an absolute blast. Really cool place to hang out, talk wrestling, and hopefully you guys take advantage of that. As for today, we do have Super Chats open if you're so inclined. I do appreciate any and all help that you can give and contribute to the show. It helps us keep this thing rolling. And I will make sure to read any and all comments and questions that you may have on our super chat today. Of course, if you're not able to watch us live here on YouTube, we do drop all of our live shows as podcasts, as audio shows. So you can pick this up in just minutes after we're off the air live here as a podcast, and take it to the gym and take it on the road and take it to work, wherever you want to listen to your podcasts. You can bring Brass Ring Media right along with you. Cool. All right. So hello to Zach is in the chat. Hello. What's going on, Zach? Hello, Azan. Azan suggesting I should write another book on Cody. That'd be an interesting topic. I mean, there's no doubt about that. That would be an interesting topic to tackle. That's for sure. Let's get this first one out first, though. All right. Should be any day now. They're at the printer. I held up. I don't have the copy with me right now, but I have a hard copy. It's cool to hold that. I can't wait for you guys to read it. And if you haven't picked it up yet, hopefully you do. And it'll be on sale very, very soon. All right, so here we go. We're watching Cody Rhodes versus Roman Reigns. It's 2 hours, 45 minutes, and 39 seconds into WrestleMania Night 2 on Peacock. I'm going to hit play in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 now. And here we go. Now, I was live at the show. I have watched this match back once. It's totally different watching it back, you know, now, like from this perspective than it was where I was sitting. I mean, just the crowd, I knew the audience was into it, when I was there watching the show, but seeing it here, they were into it in a totally, totally different way. They're starting the match here, and Roman is just being Roman, man. I mean, it's so good what he's pulling off at this very moment. He just kind of smiles, smirks, slowly walks up to Cody and is just like talking to him. And like, that's classic, like heel Roman Reigns stuff. It's so dismissive and it's so like, he's just this jerk guy and has some words for Cody. And now Cody's firing it back up. I mean, I love the chemistry between these guys. I mean, like they seem like true rivals, like on the level of like Brett and Shawn, on the level of like, not at the exact same as those guys, but I'm in the same strat, in the same area, in the same, you're going to talk about these guys the same way. Brett Shawn, Austin Rock, Hogan Savage, not in terms of business, not in terms of like money drawn or any of that. But, you know, Cody and Roman is going to be a feud that like people who are just watching wrestling for the very first time, like right now, and they're getting hooked because of Cody Rhodes or Roman Reigns for that matter. Like this is going to be the stuff that they remember. So the match is going now. We're almost a minute in. We're at 2 hours, 47 seconds and 2 hours, 47 minutes and 29 seconds. And basically they're getting the heat now. They're getting the heat. Shoulder tackle on Cody. Roman, you know, it's arrogant Roman. It's full on arrogant Roman right now. With the shoulder tackle, he smiles, he points at Cody, and, you know, Cody lays it on thick here too. So they're taking it really slow. They're taking it really slow, milking the reaction. Look at that. Look at that. Cody just – all he's got to do is just – that's how over he is, folks. You know, don't forget that. All he does is got to turn to his left a little bit, glare out into that audience, and they roar for him. And Roman reacts perfectly, like he can't even believe it, kind of like me, but in a heelish way. It's pretty unbelievable. Yeah, there's Cody's classic punch. I knew that was early on in the match. Audience is roaring. They flipped the tables here, so they got some heat. Now they're gonna shine up the babyface a bit with Cody and another outside of the ring battling. In the building. Hi, Andy. Thanks for joining us, man. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you're watching with us live. If you are just joining us, we are watching Cody Rhodes versus Roman Reigns from WrestleMania. We're at 2 hours, 48 minutes, and 54 seconds in the match. They're battling outside of the ring. If you want to to fire it up and watch along with us. You don't have to, though. I'm trying to give some play-by-play as we do this, because the spotlight is on this match, folks. Okay, the table. Let's talk about this table spot. Like, I'm so happy that WWE finally acknowledged, and not just WWE, but the performers too, the wrestlers too, finally acknowledged that it shouldn't be the baby or the heels that are taking out the tables. My God, that drives me absolutely crazy. Here, they used it to their advantage. They used it to their advantage. Cody pulls it out, and then Roman takes it and puts it back under the table. Like, are you kidding? That's an epic spot. Not epic. Let's not be too overdramatic, Zach. Come on, Zach. Don't be too overdramatic. But, you know, that's what it was. It was a really good spot to flip the psychology on the end. On its end with the table, and not give the fans what they want. And I think that's, you know, needs to happen more in professional wrestling. Roman did a nice job there. All right, now Cody's still on the attack here. He's going to pull Roman in, but the kendo stick, after all, it is, what do they call it? It's bloodline rule. So anything goes. Cody is about to get the business here. So Roman cuts off that momentum. And now he is taking batting practice on old Cody Rhodes there, as the audience does not like Let's talk about Roman Reigns for a second here as he's pounding on Cody Rhodes here. And we did a spotlight episode on Roman Reigns. It was like our first show. Was all about him as a performer, all about him as, you know, the champion and as a wrestler. And, man, Roman Reigns, you know, nobody wants to go back to the pandemic era of wrestling, or not just wrestling, of anything, right? Nobody. But I think Roman Reigns found a different kind of ceiling to himself as a wrestler that way. He found a more dramatic way to have matches. And now, yeah, and then it was a different environment than in the Thunderdome. He could talk, you could hear him easier in that environment. So it's not exactly the same here, but you can see that he's taking the same thing into account. He's talking as he's beating on Cody, and jawing at the audience as he's beating up Cody. It's another level to his game as a wrestler that I think has helped his matches, because, you know, he can work, you know, but he's kind of a, you know, he's not a guy that has a million moves. He's not a guy that does crazy high spots. He doesn't do a lot of that stuff, but he can make you feel something in the match. Here's another great moment right here at 2 hours, 52 minutes and 4 seconds. You know, Cody gets a little bit of momentum. He shuts it down. He cuts it off again. And now he's back to interacting with the crowd, like doing this in front of them. So he's interacting with them and getting them to invest in, you know, themselves cheering on the person he's beating up, in this case, Cody Rhodes. And he constantly is checking in with that audience during this match to get them to get them riled up, to get them to cheer. And I think it's, you know, I don't want to talk about the Steve Austin book too much. We'll save that for another time. But Austin did that a lot too. You watch his matches from when he was a rookie in 1991 or 1990 to the last match with Kevin Owens. He's constantly like checking in with the crowd, making sure they're still there, whether it's as a heel or as a babyface. He's doing that. And Roman does the same thing in a totally different way, but the same thing. All right, now they're in the crowd. I didn't notice that little Roman spot until just now, but there's a person decked out in a Cody Rhodes baseball jersey, which there was a ton of at this show. They were selling them at the Superstore, so, you know, a lot of people had them. And Roman just does one of those, and the guy just flinches. He almost jumps out of his shoes. He's so terrified. Great shot there. 2 hours, 53 minutes and 44 seconds. They're standing on the, on a table, and you got the audience in the background. You know, it's so funny to see like this audience now, like all bundled up. It was warmer on this day, but it was cold. in Philadelphia generally. And, you know, normally like in WrestleManias, you're either inside or, you know, it's a nice weather. So it's weird to see everybody in coats and hats and gloves. And although it was necessary, completely necessary. Finally, Cody gets some momentum back. And now he's in the middle of the crowd, the big sea of people standing, similar shot as people cheer him on. Great shot, great moment. Zach's in our super chat here, so I want to give him a chance to read this out while they're battling back to the ring. Zach says, was this a good match or a good spectacle? I mean, I would argue that they're one and the same. That would be my answer. I think that that's the same thing, depending on how you judge matches. Like, to me, a good match has the interest of the audience. To me, a good match is getting the audience to react the way that you want it to react, and telling a good story all at the same time. And this match does all of that. And so it's not the same kind of match that we're going to see this Sunday at Dynasty between Bryan Danielson and Will Ospreay. But both will be spectacles. Both will be good matches in their own ways. Yeah, I don't want to come across like I'm hedging there, Zach, but that's my answer. And it's a good one, darn it. Thank you, Zach. I appreciate it. Zach's also jumping in here. Not a super chat, but I want to talk about this. Average worker? Zach, come on, man. I mean, in what way? There's nobody that pulls a reaction out of the audience better than Roman Reigns on a high level. He is intense. He's dramatic. He looks like he's hurting you in the ring, like right now. I mean, he's got Cody Rhodes choking over the side. I mean, this match so far is a back and forth. It's a seesaw of constant barrage of attacks by Roman Reigns. And then Cody, like, with these little hope spots, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And it takes a really good worker to get this response from a crowd. I mean, it really does. So I think he's way better than an average worker, way better. And he's laying it on thick right now. He's kind of giving Cody like the little kicks and oh my goodness gracious. And he's just laughing as he does it. And it's pretty, pretty epic. Yes, Dr. Ross, absolutely. And Jace for joining the show live. He's a great in-match trash talker. And it's not for nothing. Like, he's not just doing it to do it. There's a purpose behind it. And I think that's important. The intent is there, like, in a major, major way. So, yeah, I'm a lot higher on Roman's work than you are, Zach. And Dr. Ross, that's a great, great point. Thank you. They slow things down here considerably. This was the part of the match I could – even my wife at the event – leaned over and went, how long do you think this is gonna go? And you could actually check out last week's show if you want to hear her comments. And I did an interview with her about WrestleMania 40, about WrestleMania 40 week. We put the spotlight on the casual fan last week during the show, and it was fun to get her perspective on everything. There's another hope spot from Cody. Bam. He gets it. Looking for that crossroads and can't quite get it. And now fisherman suplex. That's another move. That's another move that I don't remember Roman hitting ever before. Fisherman suplex from Roman with the bridge pin. I mean, come on. There you go. That's like the Mr. Perfect special right there. That is like the Mr. Perfect special. We're watching Roman Reigns versus Cody Rhodes from WrestleMania 40. We're probably like a third of the way through the match at this point. We're at 2 hours, 58 minutes, and 28 seconds on the clock if you're watching on Peacock online. So if you're joining us now and you want to catch up or kind of get where we are, that's where we're at. You don't need to, though. I'm trying to give a play-by-play as we go along here. But I wanted to shine a spotlight on this match. It was a good match. I think it was a generational match in terms of like the new era. God, I'm going to keep saying that. And I don't mean to be like that guy, but that I really believe what it was is like Triple H has corporatized my, uh, my actual thoughts on this match. There's another look. Looks out to that audience again as he's holding Cody's face, and the audience just boos ahead of these clotheslines that he's giving them. Cody's just so good at taking a beating like this. He's not quite on like Sami Zayn's level, because Zayn, I don't know, just the way Zayn bumps, the way he can just hit that mat is just pretty epic. Oh, there we go. There we go again. Cody with the kicks. He's summoning his inner young buck to hit the super kicks, and now they're both down. Crowd is roaring. Crowd is behind this. A good spot for the match, a good spot for the fire up. Cody's still in it. They're both down. So what about Cody? You know, we talked about Roman. And Cody, like, I think as a baby face, or as a good baby face, you got to kind of let the match come to you at certain times and not try to just, you know, completely suffocate it. And I like how they've built into this match, like, the Cody comebacks. Like, they're there, they're significant when they happen, they're important, you know, because they kind of keep the crowd interested. And, you know, but he's not giving away too much either. He's not all out, you know, he's frankly, he's getting beat up enough to get that sympathy and to get that audience on their side. And now they're, as they trade punches here, Cody as the performer, he knows when it's like, he knows when that he has everybody. He knows that he has the audience, because they're, even there's something so simple as like the no, yes punch routine. It tells you that they're invested. They're on their side. Not so much invested, but they're reacting the way they want. Boom, suplex or a power slam spot. Cody's firing up there. Look at that crowd. Look at them. Look at that crowd behind him. I mean, such a great visual. And the camera does a nice job of panning out. Disaster kick. Here's the first near fall. Boom, near fall for Cody. I wish Michael Cole would not do the for the win. It's just, you know that he's not going to – Wade talks about this all the time. Wade Keller, pwtorch.com, talks all the time about, like, don't give away. Michael Cole, you give it away when that happens. Zach's got another super chat for us. Zach, thank you so much. Appreciate you. And Zach says, for me, a match is two guys, girls, or teams fighting it out amongst themselves. A spectacle is when all the gaga is added to it. But, I mean, isn't that the same thing? Like, I don't know. I you know, oh, Roman just kicked out. I mean, like Hogan Rock from WrestleMania 18. That's one of the best matches ever. You know, I mean, the reaction there and the investment, they didn't do much at all as far as like fight. I mean, they fought it out, but it wasn't hold and transition and counter and high spot and double down. Like, it wasn't any of that. It was, you know, a lot of nothing, but you put the emotion into it and then you have something all together. And I would not call that like just a spectacle. To me, like, a spectacle downgrade is almost like, it's not a match. It's a spectacle. I don't know if you mean it that way, because I can't really tell tone on a message here, but I think, you know, a spectacle can be a match. A match can be a spectacle. People did interfere in that match for sure. You had the NWO, you know, come out and try to interfere. So there was that for sure. Thank you, Zach. Appreciate it. To your point, like, they're rolling right now. They're rolling here. They're like past the phase in the match where they're feeling each other out. Cody's got those left hands, those left hooks. Bam, hits that elbow. Crowd behind it. Not, you know, look, we talk about Roman being dominant when he's on top and he's kind of got the offensive momentum. But man, when it comes time to sell, Roman's a lot like Brock Lesnar. Like, when it comes time to sell and to do the job, Roman can sell like the best of them. I mean, look at him now. He's like lying there. He looks beat. He looks defeated. And he gives a lot to his opponents by selling the way that he does. Same thing with Brock. All right, here we go. The second table spot. Great shot there with the camera catching the Undisputed World Title belt as Cody walks over to Roman. But oh, we're denied the tables again. Roman hits the low blow. Look at that smile on his face. The audience gets it. He turns it down perfect, like on cue before this power bomb. See that these, like, the facial expressions you definitely can't see from where I was sitting. That's why it's fun to watch this match back. Powerbomb through the table. Urgency. Look at that urgency there. Roman, I'm going to win. I'm going to win this match. I'm rolling him back into the ring. Superman punch. Bam. Cody kicked out. Boom. Big crowd pop. Awesome. Awesome spot. Awesome spot. Look, you know, you forget sometimes in these, like, I'll even say it, Zach, for your benefit, these spectacle matches. And I don't mean spectacle in a bad way. I mean, like, big matches that you kind of have a feeling are going to go long, that there isn't always an urgency to win. And I love that Roman Reigns hit the powerbomb. He was healthy enough to, like, grab Cody, roll him back in the ring, and pin him. Like, we're not going to wait for Cody to get to his feet. We're going to just pin him. And I like the urgency there. And now here he is again. Like, man, like, I didn't really like remember all this crowd interaction from Roman, like, watching this back, even the second time. He really is working hard to keep them in it. Goes for the spear. Cody, bam. There's the Cody cutter. Crowd's cheering. Look at Heyman on the outside. He's not moving. Two counts. Good spot. Good near fall. Props to Paul Heyman on the outside of the ring for selling that the way that he did. Goodness gracious. Me and Zach are talking about this match, spectacle or good match. For those that are in the live chat right now, Andy and Dr. Ross and others who are watching live, like, where are you on this argument? Is this a good match or is this just a spectacle show, like spectacle match? Are they one and the same? That'd be my argument. All right, so Cody's going for the Cody cutter here. Oh, Roman counters with a pretty impressive knee to the head. Goodness gracious. Oh, Cody. Roman tries to hit the rock bottom, and Cody reverses that. Hits a spear of his own, and now the cover. Man, okay. Definitely. Well, I'm going to pause. I want to pause right there. Pause it. It's 3 hours, 6 minutes, and 51 seconds. So, okay. That spot. First of all, they did a nice job of they've now done each other's finisher once, which I think is a cool nuance to some of these big time matches. They did the same type of thing at WrestleMania. I mean, countless WrestleManias, but WrestleMania 17 is the one I remember vividly, where you've got Austin hitting rock bottoms and The Rock hitting stunners. I think that's an effective tool to pull out in some of these big, like, rivalry main event matches. And so I like that. But also, like, don't do it right now because we're going to keep going with the match. But watch that pinfall attempt again from Cody Rhodes sometime very, very soon. When Cody's got the pin, his arm is, like, shaking as he's, like, essentially holding Roman's leg down. I thought that was such a cool way to kind of signify to the audience that, like, I'm struggling and it's hard to pin this guy. So many times in pro wrestling matches in WWE and elsewhere too, but WWE especially, like, you just kind of, like, hit it and they just almost, like, put their leg up for you. And here it's like Cody was struggling. I like that. I like going the extra mile there. It's a small detail, but it's important to kind of tell him that story. And, like, because this is all about Cody climbing the mountain, right? Climbing the bloodline mountain, finishing the story. And so I think that's a really, you know, kind of a cool element to Cody's game that he pulled out in that moment. All right. 3 hours, 6 minutes, 51 seconds. Let's hit it again here. Look, Cody now is, like, kind of taking the Roman role, like, standing over him, kind of exerting exerting dominance in the fight, you know, pulling his hair the way that he did up into the Cody Cutter position, and then bam, hits it. Pulls it back up again. Here comes some of the madness. Jimmy Uso is out there before Cody can get that second crossroads. Mount Bloodline, yes. Before Cody can get the second crossroads, Jimmy comes in and just crushes him with a kick. Here we go. Superman punch. And now comes Jay. Look, Roman's going to sell all these moments and all these, you know, run-ins and interference. These two in this 5 second period here that they're fighting had a better match than they did in the actual match that they had the night before. That was a disaster for whatever reason. Bam, tackle. Bam, crash pad. Obviously crash pad. And there you go. So yeah, the next part of this match is going to rub some people the wrong way. Spear. But listen to the audience though, guys. Listen to the crowd. They're in it all the way. That's what matters. You get a near fall there. When I think of spectacles, Zach says in a super chat, and thank you, Zach, once again, I think of a bunch of overbooked gaga to distract from the in-ring work. I don't think so, man. That's using spectacle in a bad way. I mean, spectacle, look it up in the dictionary. Like, that, you know, that usually means something good. Like, it's not a bad thing. Dr. Ross says in the chat here, at WrestleMania, I want a spectacle. Yeah, I think a lot of people do. But again, I think spectacle you can't use as a negative. I mean, there's 75,000 people here. You know, you have to have like a big bombast type of match to connect with all of them. And look at everybody. They're on their feet. Everyone's standing. You know, that matters. That matters a lot. What's up, Sean? Thanks so much, man. I'm glad you're here. We are, if you want to jump in or you can just listen, either way, I'm trying to provide as much color commentary as I can, but we're watching live, Cody versus Roman, from WrestleMania 40. We are at 3 hours, 9 minutes and 52 seconds. Jey Uso has already made his run in. Cody just speared Roman through the ringside barrier. Classic Roman Reigns match. Classic Roman Reigns match spot. And but see, now Cody, look, not as much urgency there. Roman, remember when Roman did it? He powerbombed Cody through that table, hurried up, but he was in better shape though. So I like, you know, this is good that Cody has got urgency enough to get him back into the ring, but he's not like hop, skipping, and jumping in there because he's been getting beat up for the last however long. Listen to that crowd. Listen to that crowd. Here he goes. Bam, crossroads. Michael Cole landing on thick. Come on, Cody. He's going to go for three. He's going for that third one. And now he sees Solo. Bam, the spike. Man, this crowd is worried right now. That was my sense when this happened. The crowd is just worried at this moment when I was live. Three, man, there we go. Kick out, audience still standing. Zach on a super chat says, this part was a mess. Triple H didn't run out at the end of WrestleMania 30 to try to prevent Daniel Bryan from winning. DX didn't interfere with Austin and versus HBK. They did. They got kicked out at ringside. So there, they did. Then they were booted away. But it's not the same thing, though, man. Like, this is about Cody Rhodes against the Bloodline. This is a Bloodline story. It is a, you know, it's The Rock involved. It's The Rock involved saying he's going to do all he can to not have Cody walk away with the title. So, I mean, it's more than just Cody versus Roman here. Now, you may not like that, and I understand that, but this match playing out the way it did, like, plays within that story for sure. And here we're about to see a big pop here. As Spear. Now, I like how his kickouts keep getting slower and slower and slower and slower and slower. You'd think Roman would just hold him down a little bit longer or harder. And there's here comes Cena. Good sell job by Solo Sikoa there, paying attention. Cena's running. Oh, you got to Of course he's got to throw the towel out to the fans, right? I mean, goodness gracious. Cena looking intense, picks up Roman. He's got the hat on and everything. Not for long. Flies that. No, and now Cena's going to take the table spot away from Cody. Oh, what a baby face. Bam. Okay, Solo Sikoa now is out of the picture. John Cena, who certainly had plenty of business with the Bloodline, is now out there, and now it's The Rock. Great shot. Great shot of Cena with The Rock kind of coming out behind him. You know, I know Rock does this, but I got the goosebumps right now, guys. I do. And see, that's why this match is full of, like, gaga, as you called it, Zach, or as Bruce Pritchard calls it on his podcast. But, man, it makes you feel something, though. I mean, it makes you feel something. And I mean, that's the point of all this madness. It gets a little, like, overbooked, I guess, is not the word I would use. But Cena is working faster. Zach jumping in here saying, that's precisely the problem. It should have been just Cody versus Roman. We didn't need the Legends Tour playing through. We're not going to agree on this, obviously. And you're allowed to like what you want. You're allowed to not like it. Tyler didn't like this match either, because for the exact reasons you're pointing out. But I thought it worked for what it was trying to be. You know, this wasn't going to be Brett versus Shawn. You know, this wasn't going to be Brett versus Owen or anything like that. Like, these guys were involved in the story and rock bottom on Cena. Cena was never good at taking that rock bottom, was he? his head just smashed against the floor. Good grief. All right, now Rock's doing his thing. And Rock had a good showing over WrestleMania weekend in both of his in the match and here. The Shield stuff is happening right now. Rock is a little bit befuddled. He's looking for Seth to come out. There were a lot of people in the crowd. For some reason, thought it was going to be Dean Ambrose. Guys, no, it's not going to be Dean Ambrose. There's not a chance that's going to happen. And poor Seth instantly just gets attacked. Distracts, but then gets attacked. Poor Seth. They are going to do some storytelling here, you know, as far as Seth goes in the Shield gear and with Roman, and they're going to pay it off. They paid it off on SmackDown this past week with Paul Heyman saying, hey, like, the reason this happened was because, you know, Roman wanted a chance to get Seth back with the chair. Right. And that's what they set up. With this match. I'm glad they paid it off. I'm glad they talked about it again. All right, big pop, Undertaker, lights are out. They're going to get the good shot here in a minute. Undertaker right behind The Rock, looking up the stage, and there's Undertaker. Yes, and his new hips. Seth did not get buried. No, he did not. No. He didn't. I mean, he really didn't. Here we go. The chokeslam on Rock. All right. So a cool moment. That moment would have been better with Steve Austin, without question. It just would have been, you know. I mean, the novelty of seeing Steve Austin, number one. The crowd thought it was going to be Steve Austin, number two. And to me, it's like, good grief. You're WWE. Pay that man what he wants to come in to make your big main event what you need it to be. Shameful, WWE. Not that it was a bad spot the way it was. It just would have worked way better with Steve Austin, for sure. Yeah, and look, back to Seth. He did not get buried. Look, he all weekend, he's toiling around with the main event guys in both main events of WrestleMania. Yeah, he didn't win them, but Seth is just fine. Look, here we go. Here's the match in a nutshell. Like, this is the part of the match that Paul Heyman, he should hit Cody here, but he can't. He takes the bait. He can't let the history between him and Seth Rollins go, and he took his eye off the prize and decided to crush Seth instead. That's good storytelling. Only if you go back and tell it the right way, and he did on SmackDown. So I give that a major thumbs up. Here we go. Cody blocks it. Rhodes in the middle of the ring. Bam. One. Crowd is all on the way with him here. Everybody's standing. Two. Look at the pause. I like that pause from Cody in the shot as he's climbing up to his feet. He's got the shake going on. Crowd is on his side. And he gets the third, which is what he deemed he needed. Crowd goes wild. Cody's the new champ. Man, it's fun to hear Samantha Irving kind of announce that. Very emotional. I think it makes the moment. I mean, it really makes that moment. I mean, to hear her like voice crack, you know, the way that it did. And I mean, it wouldn't have been fine otherwise, but to hear her voice crack the way that it did just added emotion into that finish and into the moment as Cody is like getting the belt here. Like, just really cool. Just a really cool moment. And the way that, you know, you don't get that voice cracking, like announce for any title change that I can remember. And it really made for a cool moment here. Here's Brandy out there with Cody. Look at that shot, man. Wow. Good stuff. We'll go to Zach Super Chat here. Roman hitting Seth with the chair instead of Cody made Roman look totally stupid. Hit the guy you're actually fighting. Cody won because Roman's stupid. I mean, look, they didn't run from that story. Like, they did not run from that. They leaned right into it. That Roman took his eye off the prize. That happens in competitive situations. It's all about how you sell it at the end. To me, Zach, like I think that you know, there's always distractions, like in a baseball game or in a football game or what have you. The best are able to stay focused longer and like and keep their eye on the mission. And when you don't, you can lose. And so I don't think Roman looked stupid. He just looked distracted, and the distraction cost him. And then they talked about that. He owned up to that on SmackDown this week. So I thought that was just totally, totally, totally fine. And yeah, Sean, thank you for the super chat, man. And thank you, Zach. Appreciate you, man. It's been fun kind of breaking this match down. Samantha Irvin is just incredible at her job. She really is. I mean, she's added flavor and character to ring announcing and emotion to it. And it's just a cool deal. She's added her own twist to it. All right, they're going to do the celebration. We're going to stop it right there. So, man, I'm so glad we're able to do that. That's a good match. A spectacle, you might say. I would call it the same thing. Good match is a spectacle in its own way. Spectacle is a good match. I don't know that you could have one or the other without the other. So, Yeah, so there you have it. But it's going to be a defining match. Like, I think about my fandom, and I talk about this in the book. Stunning. That's going to be mailed to all of our pre-order customers in a couple weeks. The book printed just yesterday. And so all the copies are at the printer. I held one. It's awesome to hold. I can't wait for you guys to read it. Nervous for you guys to read it, but I'm excited at the same time. Anyway, like, they're like the Steve Austin era, you know, WrestleMania 14, especially that run to WrestleMania 15. It's like pivotal in like my wrestling fandom. That's what I go back to. And like, this is going to be that moment for a lot of fans out there, a lot of fans. So, you know, I think it served as, you know, they do lip service. They pay lip service to New Era. But again, I really think this was one. And I think this match was an interesting way to get there with it. To get to that New Era and cross that bridge from Roman Reigns to Cody Rhodes and from Bloodline to, you know, the Bloodline era to the Cody Rhodes era. So good match. Super glad we were able to do that. Yes, thank you. Thank you, Sean. I'm glad you're excited about the book. I'm glad you're pumped. I certainly am too. And yeah, Zach, good idea. Maybe we can compare it to Swerve versus Joe next week. The problem is, I don't know if you can rewatch the AEW events quick enough for that kind of turnaround. So it may be fun to kind of watch that match and do. We'll definitely be doing more watch along matches like this throughout the weeks and throughout the history of the show. So but we'll wrap up there. Guys, thank you so much. I appreciate it. I appreciate you being here. Hopefully, if you press play, you watched along and kind of noticed some of the same things. I this is a favorite thing to do for me as far as wrestling analysis goes, is kind of break these matches down and talk them through and just have a blast. So glad we're able to put the spotlight on Cody versus Roman too. Make sure to check us out tomorrow afternoon, 3 Eastern, right here on the Brasher Media YouTube channel. We will be previewing AEW Dynasty. Full preview, match by match by match with predictions and analysis. Don't miss it. Be here. Robert Vallejos tomorrow night will be around with Nocturnal Knockout and his own flavor. That show has been awesome the last couple weeks. If you're not listening to that and you're not watching that, you got to watch it. You got to watch it. You got to pick it up. You got to listen to it as a podcast. It's I think it's one of the better wrestling shows that's out there right now. So definitely, definitely check it out. Cool. Thanks so much. If you are interested in becoming a Brass Ring Media member and doing more stuff like this, head over to Patreon. It's patreon.com/BrassRingMedia. $4 gets you access to everything. And we'd love to have you. We'd love to earn your business. So give us a try. Patreon.com/BrassRingMedia. Thanks so much, guys. We'll catch you all next time. See ya.